It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
See, we're on a mission from God.
Don't you blaspheme in here! Don't you blaspheme in here!
And that's the bottom line, because John McCain said so.
Little Elvis Aaron Presley. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to talk with the dog yoga lady coming up here in a second. Get on the line. Get on the line to get on the air at 877-365-3636. We'll talk about airports. We'll talk about motorcycles. We'll talk about your horrible weekend. Anything you want to talk about. And once again, another day goes by and I didn't get a chance to meet Katie. One of these days, we got to bring Katie in here and find out everything about her. And
I think you're mad at her because she tried to kill you with that biscuit.
Want to thank Katie for bringing the best biscuits in from Ohio. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the name of the biscuit? I forgot. They were delicious, though. They were incredible.
I don't know. Mine had potatoes on it. That's what I remember.
Buckeye biscuits.
It was yummy.
We'll have that for you on a card shortly.
In case I haven't been talking about it enough, this Friday, it's Hogfest 2008, our big Biker Friday.
Right.
We'll have barbecue from Just In Time Catering. We'll have music, live music all day long for the Bad Influence Band. Motorcycle Riding Concepts will be down here with their demonstrations on their big bikes. Prizes and displays from Patriot Harley-Davidson and Crazy Jane's Custom Cycles in Chantilly. Mm-hmm. They're going to be bringing their bikes down as well. We'll have the hottest biker chick, the scariest biker, the King of Queens, the biggest piece of ass bike, and best in show. So that comes up this Friday. The weather so far, knock on wood, supposed to be absolutely great. Beautiful. There's my bike.
Can I offer this?
Yes, go ahead. Offer something, Rob.
Tudor's Biscuit World.
Tudor's, is that the name of it?
She just IM'd it. T-U-D-O-R. Tudor's Biscuit World.
Very Elizabethan there. Tudor's Biscuit
Privy,
World.
Would you like potatoes on your sausage?
Oh, I love it. It's not a world, it's a city.
It is.
Yes, fantastic. All right, let's talk dog yoga. You ready?
Sure.
Yeah. Let me tell you about this lady here. This is very interesting. The life of Susie Teitelman has been one of going for her dreams and flowing with the gifts that have been presented to her. Let's say hi to dog yoga expert Susie Teitelman.
Hey, you guys.
We are entitled to talk to you.
Hi, baby. Susie.
Get it? That's a Teitelman joke right there. How are you, Susie?
I'm great. Thank you.
And you are an expert on dog yoga. Now, my first question about this would be dog yoga. This isn't like dog psychology, is it? I mean, how does this work?
I mean, there's always psychology and everything, I suppose. But
even with dogs, Susie?
For the dog, sure. I mean, if you get that from yoga, it definitely does increase your mental, you know, power, your inner strength. You know, yoga is a partner yoga class for you and your dog. You come to class with your dog, and it's partner moves that you take home with you and you do every day.
So you actually bring the dogs into a yoga class?
Right.
Now, do the dogs have to do some of the yoga is posing? I mean, you know, I've never done yoga, Susie, but I've always wanted to try it because, you know,
it's
all about flexibility
and
good health and all that. And I've never done it, and I'd really like to try. And you've been a yogi, and that's what they call it, right? A yogi?
I'm a yogi. My dog's a dogi.
And a dogi.
And as long as I'm a yogi, my dog has to be a dogi because I live that lifestyle. Yoga is not just the poses. It is a lifestyle. And so my dog's getting
incorporated. Well, wait a minute. What's your dog's name, Susie?
I have Coley and Roxy.
Now, how can Coley know what Coley's doing? And Coley's just in the corner licking himself. Come on now. He can't be a dogi. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, they naturally do yoga if you watch them. You know,
explain that.
Well, that means they do poses on their own already. You know, they wake up and they naturally do a downward dog. And that's the poses came from dogs already. You know,
there's nothing, I will tell you, Susie, there's nothing yoga-like about my dog Beluga in our bed when he breaks wind. He's a pug. And, you know, those kind of dogs naturally have a lot of wind breakage.
Sure.
So are you talking about the deal where the dog gets up and puts his little paws out straight and does the little stretch?
And down?
Well, people do that too, right?
Right.
Is that natural yoga?
It is natural yoga. So they're natural dogies. And they naturally don't, like, have obsessed over things. They naturally can sit and be content. You know, they naturally are just happy. And those are all the things that we're trying to find in yoga. So
you ever have a natural life?
You know, that's just territory. You know, we've had
lifestyle.
A few little...
Yeah, nothing worse than dog urine on the yogi mat. That's very frustrating.
How many times have you said that?
Yes, constantly. And now, can you accept all dogs for doga?
all dogs, all sizes, all breeds, all sizes of people and breeds.
Wow.
You know, it's all about, even, not all the dogs are going to do the same poses. Like, even my, I have a new dog. She is terrible right now. She is not taking on to the poses because you do them together. It's like you have a baby and you stretch them. And so Coley, who is seven.
Well, wait. Susie, title man. You have a baby and you stretch them? What, is that what you do? What, like on a rack?
No, but I mean, a little infant wouldn't be able to sit up by herself or stretch by herself. So you're actually like, oh, I'm going to inhale and lift up your arm. Well, you're doing the same thing with the dogs. You know,
don't the dogs go, dang, 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 when you do that, when you pull their arms
right
up?
Right. Well, my new dog's doing that. Ah. So we're learning because I've only had her for a couple months. My old dog loves it. He's been doing it forever. And he does. He understands it. Every time we sit down on the mat, he's like, yoga.
If this keeps up, try the new dog with Pilates. Maybe he'll like it better.
Put it on the machine. Do you charge extra to have the dogs come into the class?
No, a lot of times it's free. Like a dog place will bring me in, or at the club that I work at, we offer it as part of our group fitness classes. So it's
you
free.
You teach yoga at a health club, right?
Right at the Ponte Vedra Inn and Club.
Pretty down there.
Ponte Vedra, Florida, where the TPC just was.
Oh, that's where you live down there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's God's country. That's where I want to live.
It is. Just a couple blocks from the beach.
I live in
a lot
stinky Northern Virginia. I'm in Northern Virginia where it's gray all the time. And this May, it's been like 40 degrees all month.
I like it.
You know, you can always move.
Rob likes it 40 degrees. Enjoys that.
Well, to me, it feels like 70.
Say I bring I call it our dog, but it's really my girlfriend's dog, Beluga.
Mm-hmm.
Say I bring Beluga into your yoga class. What is the first thing you would tell me to do? If I could, if I could get the dog to sit, what would you tell me to do with my dog, Beluga?
I mean, even if you just stood with your dog and breathed the whole time, you're doing yoga.
That's hard to do if he's breaking wind again.
Breathe with your mouth.
Do you find, you're a yoga expert. Are you a bit of a dog expert as well?
You know, my dog experience is from just having, like 10 dogs throughout my life and doing yoga with them since they were all little. So.
Yeah, I mean, when I mention this, I'm not doing it just for comic effect. I will tell you that this little pug has an issue, has a problem, and I have heard that dogs, this is how scientific it is, that dogs with smashed in faces, your pugs, your boxers, your bulldogs, they naturally have a propensity for a little bit more gas.
Well, they say that yoga is very good for the intestines
really?
For gas. And yeah, there's a lot of poses. If you looked up like yoga for gas, you would find poses. So for the same thing for the dogs.
There's yoga for gas?
You got to get it all out.
Oh, really? So like you actually would have poses that would help you if you were just kind of a gassy person, right?
Oh, yeah. Like when you need to be more regular, there's poses for those. Oh. There's poses for PMS.
Really?
Yeah.
I look at yoga and I see some of these poses. I actually bought a book and a DVD a while back with yoga, and I was just in excruciating pain right from the very beginning when I started. I mean, can you walk me through that?
What's that?
I mean, I just wish I knew what I was doing. I like the whole concept of yoga. I like, being very spiritual and sitting there in the poses.
No, but see, that doesn't have to be how it is. Now it's made its way into health clubs and resorts. And even I teach it at a gym at the resort, and it's definitely more neutral. It's not so spiritual. What I'm teaching is the postures. And so there are tons of videos and books out there. You should try it again. You should never be in pain, And also there's yoga studios, I'm sure, all over Virginia that would
love they accept me? Because I'm 5'11".
Yeah, you should go. 5'11", that's perfect.
I'm 5'11", and I weigh about 1,000,000 pounds.
you got to start somewhere. You could be doing desk yoga where you're sitting right now.
All right, well, tell me how to do that.
All right, so sit and cross your legs.
I can't.
Sorry. All right, sit like a man. Make like a four with your leg, where you put your knee to the side.
Right now I've got my left ankle that's resting. I have crossed my legs. I've got my left ankle resting on my knee because I cross my legs like a real man.
Yeah,
I don't cross my legs like some of the talk show guests that you used to see where they would fold their knee over their other knee. Can I tell you why I wouldn't do that? That causes what I would like to call testicular mashitosis.
Okay, good.
All right, so right now I've got my left ankle is resting on my right knee, Susie.
Okay. And as long as everything is comfortable with everything, then just come forward and lean and hang over your leg and feel that stretch in your left hip.
Okay. You feel it?
Hey,
in
she's
hip?
Right where she's got. She's dead on where the. Where the stretch is.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. where it's coming to.
Yeah, so, and then so you would just breathe for a moment. And so, and you're getting an inversion because your head is hanging down.
Oh, you want my head to, let me push the microphone away. Hold on. I'm over here. I'm over here, Susie.
It's a great stretch. He's bending down now.
So, and I'm doing it with you. And
right.
So your head is hanging down. So then the blood is going to your head, which, I mean, inversions are a whole other great benefit of yoga. So you're getting a hip stretch and an inversion all in one time, and
right.
you're breathing and relaxing.
That's good. What's,
and,
what's another then, pose I can do?
Take a twist here. Take your right hand to your left knee and just leave your legs where they are.
Yeah.
Take your right hand to your left knee and look behind you. And if you have your hands free, you could reach your left hand behind you for a twist.
Like this?
That's good, right?
It looks you're good.
Mike, it looks like you're in a J. Crew catalog.
You know what you're talking about? Hey, I heard a little dog. Is that Coley?
Yeah, that's Coley going. Go to dogadog.com to hear more.
We're going to give you your plug, especially after those poses. What kind of dog is Coley?
He's a black cocker spaniel.
And how did Coley get his name?
It actually, because he's black like coal.
Right.
I thought that was a cool name for him. But then I found out in the end it means serenity in some Afrikaan language.
Let's go with that.
But, yeah. See, our dog is black, too, and we called him, he was black like beluga caviar, so we called him Beluga.
Nice. When I was little, I knew a girl named Coley, and I'd never met anyone else named Coley. So
Coley is a very, very cute name. But mm-hmm. I have to tell you, not really. You're down, I'm going to give it to you straight, all right, Susie? You're down in Ponte Vedra Beach. Let me just walk you through this, okay? You got the little old ladies down there, right? Where you got the rich ladies, that are down there in Ponte Vedra.
Right.
They all have their little foo-foo dogs, right? Maybe you're getting a little, you want to get a little spike in the yoga class. Maybe you're not getting enough people in there. And you say, hey, what if we let people bring their little dogs that I see them walking out in those little gated communities down in Florida? And it just went nuts, right? Did it go off the charts? Is that why you did it, Susie?
I started in New York City with it. I lived in New York for 11 years. And,
really?
Yeah, so I was director of yoga for Crunch Fitness, and I put it on the schedule. So,
are you incredibly flexible?
Yes, I am.
I bet you are. I really bet you are. And your dog is too, right?
Yeah, Coley is. He's really one of the most flexible dogs that I've ever seen.
All right, I apologize. And give your website again because I do want to give you a plug.
Yeah, it's dogadog.com. So dogadog.com.
Dogadog. All right, now I've been interrupting because I'm curious about yoga, and I haven't talked enough about dogs. But I want to tell you, I'm coming home tonight. I see Beluga. He's going to greet me by coming to the door, and he does this little thing with his paws where he kind of scratches at my pants leg, and he
mm-hmm.
really digs that.
Right.
What can I do to, get him into a yoga position?
Nice. So at that point, which is one of the most important times, you're going to do a couple poses, and your dog is going to do a couple poses. You're going to hang down. You're going to bend your knees if you need to so you don't hurt your lower back. And you're going to hang down. So you're getting a stretch up the back of your legs, and you're getting that
so
inversion again.
I bend from the waist, and I hang down?
Yeah, bend from the waist and hang down. And start rubbing them and giving them lots of love, lots of massage. And really, start massaging the spine, and now he's on the ground.
Okay.
Now make your way to his hind legs. Get underneath his hind legs. Really support him. And
hope he doesn't show me the lipstick, if you know what I mean.
Right, there you go. Well,
I hate that. I hate it when that happens.
Well, it's occupational hazard.
I know it
is.
I would kick, and incidentally, if any of your dogs in your class down there show the lipstick, I would kick him right out of the class. It's just my opinion.
Yeah.
I think dogs
so
that are overly excited.
Down
yes,
and
go
pick
ahead.
Up the back, pick up the back
right.
legs and uh-huh. lift his back legs up off
right.
the air. So
is Coley
on...
a male or a female dog, Susie?
He's a male.
A male, okay. Have you had him fixed?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, yeah, so yeah, that's that fits in cool with the karma of yoga and all that. You can get your dog neutered.
I don't love having to do surgery or even give my dog shots because my dogs are vegetarians.
Did you say give your dog sex?
No, snacks.
Snacks. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
No,
yes.
Shots.
Shots, yes, of course.
You know, medicine, I would prefer to go all natural, but,
right.
You don't know.
I understand. So I'm bending from the waist, and then I go to his hind legs.
Yes.
I go to his hindquarters, down where, that, or where I call it the source of the trouble.
All right.
Right.
Well, lift him up off the ground.
Yes. Okay. You mean really lift him off the ground from his hind legs?
Yeah, but leave his front paws on the mat.
I thought you wanted me to suspend him like Lyndon Johnson or something
like
that.
Sometimes my little dog comes up off the ground.
So basically, like I'm holding him like a wheelbarrow.
Exactly, but carefully, you know, and if you have a bigger dog, people who are out there listening, you're really going to support them underneath. Then you're going to lower down their back legs and come into a squat where you're going to open your legs a little wider and you're going to inhale their front legs up and stretch them up. And you're also like maybe your hands are under their rib cage and just stretching up from under the arms. And repeat that a couple times where you go from a squat back down to hanging while the dog does the same thing. And
When do I schedule the knee replacement surgery, Susie?
When does Mike show the dog his lipstick?
Take some yoga classes.
You know what? The yoga classes, I believe it. I believe in it. But to me, isn't that the land of the thin person? Isn't it a lot easier? Well, of course it's a lot easier for a thin person to do the yoga.
Everything is easy for skinny people.
No, not eating.
You got to start. It's a great way to lose weight. It really is.
Really?
You could really find, Google that, yoga for losing weight. You'll find that people lose weight quickly when they start doing yoga.
Mike, you should baby step. Start by seeing the new Mike Myers movie, The Love Guru.
I haven't seen it yet.
What did you have for breakfast this morning, Susie?
I had a half of a whole wheat bagel with an egg on it.
A half of a half?
Uh-huh. That's a quarter.
You had a quarter of a bagel?
But they're thick, like a big, thick, chunky whole wheat bagel.
All right.
I put an egg, and I am addicted to Veganaise, this mayonnaise.
Veganaise?
Yeah.
Really? That sounds pretty good. Now, Rob, you don't knock it unless you try it.
That's right.
No, you knock it before you try it. Then if you try it, you knock it again.
The world is not Miracle Whip, Rob Spiewak.
I'm not a Miracle Whip guy.
You're a Hellman's guy?
Absolutely.
Hellman's guy. Yes, sir. Do you do Hellman's Light or Hellman's Fat Free?
If you're going to use Hellman's Light, you might as well throw it against a wall. Hellman's.
Veganaise. Wow. What is Veganaise more similar to Miracle Whip or Hellman's, Susie?
In flavor.
Like more like a Hellman's.
Uh-huh. All right, what about lunch?
I had okra and tomato soup.
Wow.
I swear to God, I'd pass out if I ate that. I want you to analyze my diet, okay?
Okay.
I had 2/3 of a Subway sub.
Okay.
Which was a Subway Club, which is slices of turkey, roast beef, and ham with a little light mayonnaise and some salt and pepper and some lettuce and tomato.
All right. See, you could have skipped the mayonnaise. Like every time I put the Veganaise on, I'm saying,
and I could die.
Skip it?
And I could die. And I could put a gun in my mouth, but I'm not going to do that.
Now, what kind of bread did you have?
White bread.
No, you see, that's right away you got to change that. Little easy things to change. It needs to be whole wheat.
Whole grain.
White turns like right into sugar. So.
And you know what I had before I had the Subway?
Hmm.
Katie brought in these biscuits. What was the company? Do you remember? Mm-hmm.
Tudor's Biscuit Company.
Tudor's Biscuit Company from Ohio. You ever hear of it?
No.
And it had, she brought in it was a beautiful, thick, almost bagel-sized biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
With eggs and bacon.
Oh my God. And
cheese. It was about the most amazing biscuit I've ever had.
Oh, that does sound really good. Now, you could have had that. You can have that in portion control, but then again, you've ruined it with the white biscuit.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I love white flour. I do. I like me.
Yeah, that's if you change just that white flour
to
whole wheat, you might see major changes in your weight.
Well, I will be honest with you. The sandwich thing, the Subway deal, changing that to whole wheat is absolutely no problem. There's no difference to me in that.
Right.
Was that the dog?
Roxy.
What's Roxy's problems? Roxy all right?
They're guard dogs. They hear something. You know.
They're guard dogs. You got a Cocker Spaniel. That's not going to be a very good guard dog.
They're very tough dogs.
They are.
All right. So you really do think that this is going to be good for your dogs to do this doga?
Oh, I know it is. I mean, Coley's been doing it for a long time, and it's...
How many people in your class that you have?
You get about 10 people.
10 people right now?
10 people, 10 dogs. Each time it's different.
Any guys? Are there any guys?
I've had lots of guys.
With dogs?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Are they gay?
No.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Not necessarily.
Just asking the questions that I need to ask.
Are the dogs gay?
Are the dogs gay?
People call my dog gay.
I like you, Susie. You seem very, you've handled every question that we've thrown at
you today.
You're an easygoing, nice lady. But, I had a lot of fun. I would be in a great mood if I lived where, I get down to Fort Myers every now and then. I swear to God, you live longer if you live in the state of Florida. I do believe that with all of my heart.
Well, I lived in New York City for 11 years, and finally one day I just said, I just don't want to live here anymore, but I'll live in Ponte Vedra, Florida. If it's that beautiful and I can survive. Why not?
Well, it's fantasy lands where things like Doga can thrive. It's fantastic. And plug your website one more time before we let you go, Susie.
It's dogadog.com, dogadog.com.
Yeah. Have fun down in Ponte Vedra. And Susie Teitelman, you were fun to talk to.
Thank you, too.
Good luck with Doga. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I kind of liked her.
There goes Susie.
I see her picture up here. You know who she looks
like?
I didn't see it.
You know what? Here's the picture I got, that little cartoon picture. What's she look like? Is she a hottie?
She looks like Fran Drescher.
Oh, does she really?
Yeah.
That's all right. That's not like bad. In a good way or in a bad way?
Good way.
Really? What?
She's pretty, Beth.
Can't see her over there. Do you have a picture of her?
I do not, no.
Here you go, Mike. Does it turn?
Can that turn around?
It doesn't turn. You must come.
All right,
over.
Let me come over.
It's worth it.
Mike's going to walk to the other end of the studio. And
she didn't like it when I was talking about my dog's lipstick.
Look at Rob's monitor.
Oh, she's got a nice rack. Yeah, she's a handsome woman. Look at that flexibility.
I wonder if there's yoga for that.
I didn't ask if there was a Mr. Teitelman. Look at that. Look at her. Look at her down there with her little pink shirt and her little cocker spaniel, her little poodle. Isn't she nice? You know what I tell you, if she'd gone one bad answer, I would have been pissed off at her for the rest of my life.
I know.
Just based on being out there. Okay, Marge, Madge.
You were ready to be angry with
Buffy,
her.
Gwen, bring your dogs over. We're going to do doggy yoga right now because we're wealthy and we have plenty of money to throw around.
White flour turns directly to sugar.
There you go. I'm Susie.
It does.
But boy, you know what? She could work on me. She could get me flexible.
I'll bet she could.
I bet you could give her some of your own vegan aid.
I'd be very excited about that. Thanks to Susie Teitelman. It's Doga. Go to the website. You heard all about it. When we come back, we'll have the Hollywood Hot Sheet with Buzz Burbank. This a little more of this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.